This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Let's go back now to the Old Testament section of the Minor Prophets as we read through the Bible by the end of this year. These are relatively short, potent books. As you read them, be sure to remember to look up the historical context in which these prophets lived. It will help you in understanding what they had to say. In our reading today, we will be starting the book of Daniel. Philip Brooks might have had Daniel in mind when he said, "Do not pray for easy lives. Pray to be stronger men. Do not pray for tasks equal to your powers. Pray for powers equal to your tasks." Early in life, Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. He was joined by Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who likewise were unwavering in their determination to stand for God. The book of Daniel is full of prophetic utterances. God had to have a clear channel to make these revelations known, and he found such a channel in Daniel. He was tried, tempered, and trustworthy. His prayer life was consistent and his consecration complete. He was willing to pay any price to do God's will, and he was humble enough to give God the glory for all of his accomplishments. Dare to be a Daniel. Purpose in your heart to be a clear channel through which God's word goes forth unhindered and unmarred by the obstructions of sin and compromise. Make yourself available to God's bidding, no matter what the cost. God will be glorified in and through your life if you dare to be a Daniel. Well, I trust this will be a good introduction to our reading of the book of Daniel and the Minor Prophets. May God bless us as we do that.